Restoring or not restoring diplomatic ties? This was the question raised by many people and politicians in both Iran and the United States before the presidents of both countries spent minutes talking to each other on phone after the 68th UN General Assembly meeting in New York. Many experts believe that the move opened a new chapter in Iran-US ties after 34 years of standoff. We went to the streets of Tehran to ask the Iranians what they thought about the issue.
We must have good relations because many Iranians are currently living in that country, in California and other states. They are respected people and some are even mayors in their cities.
This kind of relation is negative. I think by talking to Obama, we lost the game. This is wrong.
If they don't want to undermine our international rights once again, then why not?
Prior to the visit by Iranian president to the United Nations, the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, described Iran's new stance towards the West as a heroic flexibility. Later on, Iran's foreign minister and the P5+1 foreign ministers held nuclear talks in New York. This time, pictures showed Mohammad Javad Zarif and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry sitting close to one another. Many in Iran believe that already a lot has been achieved as the first step of what President Rouhani regarded as a new image of the Islamic Republic. Here in the Iranian parliament, there are mixed opinions regarding a probable future Iran-U.S. relations. While many MPs support President Rouhani's speech at the UN and consider the contacts between Iranian and American officials in New York a diplomatic success for Iran, others say that changes in the relations between Iran and the U.S. could not take place overnight, and there are still serious issues that need to be dealt with between the two countries.
Dr. Rouhani's comments were rational, well thought of, with full authority. He has the support of many MPs and political groups.
Today in my speech at the parliament, I told President Rouhani that by talking to Obama, you took a 34-year-old brand away from the Islamic Republic, which is a no to the US. What did you get in return?
Many in Iran believe that in order for the relations to become friendly between their country and the United States, the U.S. government must first clarify its position on a number of key issues that include the U.S. involvement in the 1953 coup, which overthrew Iran's Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh, supporting Iran's former monarch the Shah against the people, which led to the U.S. embassy takeover in Tehran, supporting Saddam Hussein against Iran during the Iraq-Iran war, shooting down an Iranian civilian aircraft and killing nearly 300 passengers on board, and imposing all-out unilateral sanctions on Iran and accusing the country of making nuclear weapons. But now both countries have broken the taboo of speaking directly about their problems. Tehran now says that the door to negotiations with Washington is open, but on equal and unconditional grounds. Iran and the P5+1, which includes the United States, will be meeting in Geneva in mid-October. Many experts regard that meeting as a determining point in the Iran-U.S. relations. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.